This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready, nerds. It's time for your Mandalorian recap.
Chewie, we're home.
With the Grand Moff Tarkin of Boston meteorologists, Jeremy Reiner.
I am the father.
Yo, R2-D2 is a bitch.
So, I'm taking off for the Pittsburgh area tomorrow for Thanksgiving with the family, and we usually do this on Wednesday, but we've got Channel 7 Chief Meteorologist Jeremy Reiner on the phone with us to talk everything Mandalorian. Yeah. Jeremy, how you doing, man?
Hey, how many parsecs does it take to get to Pittsburgh?
That's, you know... You
what
know
does that mean?
Yeah, geez.
Asking,
you know, don't
asking for a Jedi.
I'm trying to do math, and I can't do math and talk at the same time.
I can't either.
I'm not a. But you're a meteorologist. You have to. Crying out loud.
Don't remind me of that. Yeah, you're right.
All right. So let's talk about this first. Have you gotten your baby Yoda a phone cover yet, or your tote bag, or your thermos, or anything like that?
No, it's all on back order. I can't get a hold of one.
I know, right?
So,
it's become the new Popeye's chicken sandwich of America.
People it
are gonna
really has.
People are gonna start pulling lightsabers on each other just trying to get a hold of one of the baby Yoda things. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Have you?
No, I have not.
All set for the holidays?
I'm all set for the holidays. I'm probably gonna get another replica tricorder from the original series. That's Star Trek, by the way. I know you have no idea what I'm talking about, but
I do. I venture into both universes, and I respect Star Trek, but
yes,
we've talked about this on another show, but yeah.
Jeremy Reiner definitely crosses streams. So let's talk about the Mandalorian, and I think I called this the last time we talked. He turned over baby Yoda to the, I don't know if they're former Imperial people or they're still with the Empire, you know, the Werner Herzog character there with the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
I think I called it when I said he was going to go back and rescue baby Yoda. And he did.
Yeah, you did. You did call it. That was a good forecast,
yeah.
If I can use that term. And but you know what? I do wonder if Baby Yoda's taken off so much that now they've got to rewrite some of the stuff and maybe keep him around for, you know, season two.
Yeah, well, I think this they're definitely going to be the partner. I see this as kind of like the, you know, the lone wolf and cub, Japanese comic book. Of course, you know what I'm talking about, Josh Dolan.
Nope.
You know, No, I think this is a perfect match. You know, you get the Mandalorian and you get the baby Yoda. I think this could last at least two or three seasons.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it's good. It's good stuff. Solid. I mean, and the other thing, too, I thought was really cool were jetpacks.
Oh, my God. Right.
Right.
First of all,
ride or die. You can't say ride or die. I guess it's fly or die. Squad.
Yeah, that's right, man. Fly or die. That totally surprised me that the other Mandalorians who scoffed at him for working with the Empire came to his rescue.
It's interesting though because they're all like down in this, you know, this underworld where they never reveal themselves, right? That's what it sounded like,
and
he's the only one that comes up to the surface.
Well, he's I think he's, you know, he's just like they are. Just I think. If they're trying to stay low-key, they did a pretty crappy job in that last episode by banding together
right.
in force and rescuing him. And
the gig is up.
Yeah, but the jetpacks were cool. That's the next big Christmas item, I think.
I feel bad, though, because every time he goes to meet that high priestess who you know, smolts the Bektar metal,
yes.
It triggers a flashback to his childhood.
Yeah, see,
so
that's
traumatic.
I want to know more about. They have to do an entire episode on that, on what happened.
Now, did you notice, though, I don't know if you're into the prequels, but did you notice when he was a kid, and that, you know, they open that storm door or something, that, you know, wherever he's hiding, it's a battle droid that, you know, is staring
right.
down. Battle droids from, you know, episode 2 and 3.
So what are you saying?
Old There's, stuff, Clone Wars.
So that's like old Clone War material that they're using for current, would it be current
day?
Well,
I think in his flashback when he's a kid,
oh, right.
you know, the separatists must have attacked his planet.
Yeah.
Did you even notice? I even noticed the ship that was in there from episode 3.
God, you are so good, Jeremy Reiner.
Dude,
you are nerd king when it comes to Star Wars.
This nerd table for one.
This texter here is 774 texter. Heads up, Mike. It's not Yoda. It's the baby of Yoda. Now we talked about this last week. It's not baby Yoda. We know that, but there's nothing else we can call it because we never really found out what species Yoda is.
No, a guy hit us up on Twitter and said, perhaps it's the clone. Maybe
that's,
he was cloned.
That's what I think. This guy is saying it's the baby of Yoda, which I don't want to believe only because I don't want that image in my mind of Yoda-type beings having sex with each other.
No.
I'm thinking it looks like a kale chip. But still, I think it's a clone.
Midichlorians everywhere.
Yeah, right? But it's like, I think it's I think he's a clone because cloning technology is so far advanced then.
Yeah.
And I bet Yoda was like, this is the only way we can propagate someone who's pure Jedi.
Yeah.
You know, no who's born with the Force already, you know, inside of them. That's just my theory.
It's getting good, dude. It's getting good as we round the corner to episode 4, right? Halfway through.
I have a theory about the leader, the blacksmith of the Bektarian metal. I think she's going to turn on him. I think someone's going to offer her more of that Bektarian steel or iron or whatever it is, and she's going to do it for her tribe and try to turn him in. But I believe I'm calling this too that I don't know his character's name. I'm just calling him Space Apollo Creed. I think he's going to come around and actually help him.
Throw the damn towel, Mando.
That's right, man. Throw the towel. You got the eye of the tiger, Mando, even though I can't see your eye because you got your helmet on. You never take it off.
Yeah, where are you looking with those eyes?
Yeah. And then one more thing, Jeremy. Don't tell me you didn't shed at least one tear when he reached for that propulsion shifter and the ball was still off of it, that baby Yoda took off of it, and he kind of looked at it.
No, there was not a dry eye in the Orion cave when that went down.
Yeah. You know, Josh, real men can cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real men can show their
feelings. To Rocky?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jeremy Reiner, chief meteorologist of Channel 7, can you give us a travel forecast real quick? I'm driving to Pennsylvania tomorrow. I'm starting early in the morning, but it's supposed to be raining by afternoon here, right?
Yeah, I think as you head west toward Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, you'll have some scattered showers, but raindrops, no ice or snow. That's the good news. And then those showers do get to New England. Isolated, I think, mid to late afternoon, and then more widespread about this time tomorrow evening. So there will be about 3 or 4 hours where we are dealing with rain tomorrow evening. But, you know, all across New England, roads will just be wet, so we're not worried about ice. That's the good news there. And then we are drying out for Turkey Day.
Now, I looked ahead on my weather app, and it said something about 3 to 5 inches of snow on Monday.
Well, there is a potential for another storm Sunday evening into Monday morning, and that one might be a little more problematic for interior southern New England. Right now, I think for Metro Boston, that looks like just a cold rain that might try to end as a little wet snow on Monday. But that's going to need more attention as we get closer to it. Yeah, so that if you're traveling Sunday anywhere in the Northeast, that Sunday could be a somewhat of a problem, especially Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening.
Well, that's okay, because I think Sunday after Thanksgiving isn't a big travel day, so that's good.
And all you'll be parsnips away.
Yeah, you'll be totally. It's parsecs, not parsnips.
Oh.
It's parsecs, Josh.
Oh, sorry.
That's not how the Force works, Josh.
Yeah, you're such a loser, Josh. By the way, Josh has a crush on Jadeon Thompson. And if you,
well, the line is long on that one.
Yeah, I know. He just wants to know if he can get a tour of the studio. Just so he can get closer to her. I didn't recommend it, Jeremy, but
you're going to get me in
trouble.
That's
not creepy at all.
No, not at all. All right, Jeremy Reiner, chief meteorologist, Channel 7, and the greatest Star Wars nerd ever. Thank you very much for talking Mandalorian with us, and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, boys. Peace out.
All right, man. See thanks. You. That's Jeremy Reiner. Nobody Star Wars nerds out like Jeremy Reiner.
I'm going to have to stay 500 parsnips away from
parsecs.
Or whatever.
It's parsecs, Josh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.